Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Stephen Cates is with us. Hello. Again. How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Stephen is a financial advisor at Bankrate, and the Housing Market Interest Index report was released. You just heard me doing a commercial. People always wonder, should they sell now? Should they wait? Who's in control? It looks like I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you. So when you read it, what did you think? What did you interpret?
Well, it's not much of a surprise. You know, the housing market is in a tough spot right now. And the housing market index that comes from the National Association of Home Builders is mainly geared towards how are home builders feeling about the conditions. So it's from their perspective. And what it tells us is that home builders are not feeling very good right now. They're in a position where to move the inventory they have, they have to incentivize buyers to come to the table. That means price cuts. That means sales incentives. And for the most part, they are able to sell the homes that have been built, but they're doing that at far lower prices today than they were a few years ago. And that's very apparent in wider data, where new homes, on average, are less costly than existing homes of similar size, of similar value in the same area.
And the housing market index has been below 40 for, 14 consecutive months. Is this a housing recession or a market correction? How would you identify it?
Well, I think the correction has happened. So I'd say we're still in that correction, but largely it's already happened. We're not likely to see too much more deterioration. I think we're settling into a position where we're probably going to be moving around this level for the foreseeable future. Mortgage rates may continue to come down, but they're still persistently well above 6%. I think we'd need to get deeper into the fives before we see a lot of buyers come off the sidelines. And, people are frankly just not willing to step out for these high prices. They're demanding that new homes be priced far lower than they were a couple years ago to even come to the table. Buyers are savvier. They are tired of some of the unaffordability that they've seen. And that's one of the reasons that, this index, which again profiles home builder sentiment, not buyer sentiment or homeowner sentiment, but the people building these homes, they see current conditions as poor. They see future conditions as only slightly better. And the amount of traffic of new buyers coming in, extremely poor.
And how unusual is it to see builder confidence this week when home prices in many markets remain relatively high? Does that have anything to do with the boomers just sitting in the homes that they've always had for these years? And are they kind of mucking up the market?
I don't want to put it on their shoulders that they're mucking up the market, but their activity in the market or lack of activity in the market is a major factor. I don't necessarily look at that as a negative per se, because people should live where they want to live and do what they want to do. They have every right to own the homes that they own. But the lack of activity, the lack of sales that we're seeing is a factor in why the housing market has been so depressed in terms of the total activity. People have a lot of home equity, and that's one of the reasons that they don't feel as compelled to sell, even as some prices in a lot of parts of the country have started to come down. People just have no incentive to sell. Existing homeowners, they are pricing their homes on average higher than new homes. That's a bit of a dislocation in the market. People who are selling their homes, especially older people who have had large appreciation over time, they're unwilling to sell their homes for what they are probably really worth, as opposed to what they imagine they're worth from the highs of a couple of years ago.
That's an emotional attachment. I went through that with my mom trying to sell her house, and I was doing it on my own. And it became apparent she could not be in the house, because if anybody critiqued anything, she took it as a personal assault. Mm-hmm. Mom, this is just a process of getting the price down. That's how this goes.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
That's the reality. And you can look at new homes as the price that homes likely should be sold at, because that's where, you know, the builders, they have to meet buyers where they are. And to bring buyers to the table, they have to price these homes to move. They can't sit on these for 6 months, 12 months indefinitely, like an existing home buyer could. I have people that live on my street. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're testing the water of the home market by simply, you know, putting their home up for sale with no pressure to move. If they get a good offer, they'll take it. If they don't, then they simply will continue living there indefinitely. And that's a situation a lot of people are finding themselves in. They have optionality. If they can get a good offer that they like, well, then they'll probably take it. If they don't, then they won't. And that's one of the reasons that people aren't having to cut their prices to sell their home at what it likely is worth. They're just willing to wait until it sells for what they want it to be worth.
Stephen Cates is a financial advisor at Bankrate.com. So for first-time home buyers, which would be probably the children of these boomers, with builders cutting prices and offering incentives, it seems to make more sense that you would have a home built instead of wait for someone to decide whether they really want to entertain your offer.
Yes, if you haven't looked at new homes as an option, you really should. Now, it's not to say that that is the only option or the only thing you need to look at, but you should really take all account of every option you have and see what you can get. Doing the legwork is so much more important than it was a few years ago. Mortgage rates where they are, prices where they are, require that buyers have to go work a little harder. You can no longer trip over a 2.5% or 3% mortgage rate like you used to. You've got to fight your way, both improving your credit and interviewing lenders and finding sellers that can get you a home that you like, that fits your needs, and can be at a price and mortgage payment that you can afford. It takes more work today. People need to be mentally prepared for that. You can't simply just do the bare minimum and expect to get an amazing deal.
We're hearing that parts of the Midwest still remain strong, while Florida and Texas, actually, we might be in a stronger situation than Florida and Texas. Why is that happening? Why is our housing market strong in the Midwest?
So one of the reasons that it's strong on a relative basis is because it wasn't as strong before. Some of the really hot markets, Austin, Texas, Florida, the Sun Belt generally in the South, a lot of building has happened, and a lot of people have moved there, but now growth is slow. There's an abundance of inventory, and so prices are flat or falling. And then many other places in the Midwest, where less building has happened, where less growth has taken place over the last 5 or 6 years, there's a lot more demand for that. So if you look at where prices have come, you know, in Chicago, they have not grown at the rate that they grew in some of those hotter markets over the last few years. And so there's still growth available. There's still people wanting to move there. And because there's less inventory, there's a little bit more people on a relative basis fighting for those available homes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. Every time we talk, you've already published an article on Bankrate.com, correct?
In most cases, yes.
Okay. And I'm sure this one is posted as well?
So this one, I had a note out this morning about the home housing market index, but there's not a particular article. But people should go to Bankrate.com if they want to hear about the latest mortgage rates and really the options for how to get the best deal when you're going to buy a home.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.